The book of the Acts of the Apostles begins with this time of Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. And what an amazing event it is. There's a strong driving wind, tongues of fire coming to rest on each of the disciples, and they start to speak in tongues, in languages understood by a great multitude of peoples. The Holy Spirit fills the hearts of these disciples, and it wakes them from their fearful isolation and spurns them to go out and proclaim the mighty acts of God as agents of unity in the world. So when one reads the Acts of the Apostles, it becomes clear that the primary actor in the book is actually not the apostles. It's not Peter, it's not Paul, nor any of the other disciples. Rather, it's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the one who gives inspiration to Peter to speak to the crowds of people in the scene that follows our first reading in the Acts. And he admonishes the people for their part in the death of Jesus, and he proclaims that Jesus is risen, exhorting them to be baptized and to turn to the Lord. And by his words, the people are cut to the heart, and they're reopened to receiving the word. The Spirit also works through Peter to heal the lame beggar. The Spirit fills St. Stephen with grace and power, allowing him to do great wonders and signs among the people. He's so inspired that he witnesses to the great acts of God throughout salvation history, to the point where he is persecuted and murdered for his witness to God and to Jesus. But before he dies, he forgives his oppressors. The Spirit is the one who also fills Saul, who later becomes Paul, the great evangelist to the Gentiles, one who united the people of God regardless of their background. And ultimately, it's the Holy Spirit who brought life and brought unity to the infant church right after that first Pentecost. And it was really a truly beautiful community. Just listen to this description of it in the Acts of the Apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. And they sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they partook of food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The first disciples of Jesus lived in a community of love and mutual giving. They were truly united in their faith. It's the Holy Spirit that's the source of the church's unity, and the Catechism describes that reality very beautifully. All of us who have received one and the same Spirit, that is, the Holy Spirit, are, in a sense, blended together with one another and with God. For if Christ, together with the Father's and his own Spirit, comes to dwell in each of us, though we are many, still the Spirit is one and undivided. The Spirit binds together the spirits of each of us and every one of us and makes all appear as one in him. So it's through the Holy Spirit that the apostles were able to bring people together from many cultures and heritages, telling everyone of the mighty acts of God in ways they could understand. So while the Holy Spirit is the primary actor in the Acts of the Apostles, the title of the book is still fitting and it still stands, because it's through the Holy Spirit that the apostles do act. So it's all fine and beautiful in itself to hear about the infant church and the Spirit coming among them and the unity that they had together. But what does that have to do with us, the coming of the Holy Spirit and its unifying power? Well, it's really not very different for us. The Holy Spirit is still around. The Holy Spirit enlivens our hearts and inspires us to action, to be catalysts of unity in the world. Today we live in a world of increasing polarization. It seems like our politics and news sources become more divided every day. But we don't have to be chained to one group or another. We are part of the church. and we can be agents of unity, coming together as the body of Christ. And Pentecost is not a one-time event. The Holy Spirit is constantly at work to enkindle the hearts of the faithful with the fire of divine love. So how does this happen? There's an openness we must adopt in our daily lives to recognize the working of the Holy Spirit. We need grace and the desire to recognize the Spirit within and among us. The Holy Spirit came and dwelt with the first disciples of Jesus. That Spirit drove the apostles from fear to faithful action. And this can happen to us as well. Instead of living in the fear of conflict or letting ourselves be pulled by the magnetism of polarization, we can act from our faith through the grace of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And in this way, we can encounter the various situations of life being forces of unity, not of division. It doesn't mean that we're running from who we are, but it rather means that we are living from whose we are. And doing that, opening ourselves to the Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts.